following sounds was recorded on February 15, 1963. Medium Leslie Flint, sitter, Rose Creek, communicator, St. Francis of Assisi.
This sound was recorded on the 15th of February, 1963, medium Leslie Flint.
Child.
Yes?
Can you hear?
Yes, I can hear. That's very clear.
I would so like to come and speak to you again. Only for a few moments.
Oh, Francis.
Yes, child, it is I understand you have been most distressed in regard to my previous communication with you.
Yes.
That it was not possible for you to hear, and in consequence, you have not been able to retain the conversation on your machine.
Yes, yes, that is right, Francis. I'm very disturbed.
Be not disturbed, my child, for that which I had to speak to you about was, in a sense, for yourself.
Oh.
And it perhaps matters not that it is not retained. There are many opportunities that must arise in the coming months when we should be able to talk off times together on many things.
Oh, wonderful.
If you have difficulty in sometimes hearing me, you must be patient.
Yes.
Because I do find great difficulty in learning myself to the earthly condition of your life and to enter therein and commune and to retain that link which I am so anxious to retain is not easy.
No.
For there are many disturbing factors and conditions in your material world that make our task so difficult. But as I've often said, and others must also say to you, it is the link of love which makes possible the communication, the link of love which is such that binds us even closer together. It is true there are many complications of which I know in a sense little in regard to how this is achieved. I am not a scientist. There are those here whose task it is to attend to that aspect of this work. But I merely come when I am given the opportunity and I am told it is possible to link for a few moments of your time, that I might in some measure be able to assist you and be able to guide you and instruct you and to answer perhaps at least some of the questions that arise, things which I know you are anxious to discover, particularly in regard to our life and our work.
Yes.
But you must remember, there is much that we cannot reveal. And that which we shall reveal to you will be only by effort, sometimes great effort, for we do find difficulty in imparting knowledge of a spiritual nature in a material way in which you can understand it. But you have been told how so often you have trod the path of earth in common with many other souls who are so linked with you. And in consequence, you have bound yourself and they with you in a oneness which it is not always easy, perhaps, for you to realize while still in the flesh. But you are one power and one spirit, manifesting through many instruments. The bodies which one uses when on earth, they are essential to our being able to make ourselves understood and known, and also to do the work of the Spirit. They are the instruments that we use, but the power of the Spirit, which is that force, life, which is indeed in itself the very essence of all that is of God. This part of us which lingers on and grows in stature and in strength, this part of us that is indestructible, we are called by many names, but we are the same spirit. You have gathered much information in regard to these lives, but we must realize they are but, as it were, small parts of the complete, and that each part is essential, so that you shall build up and in consequence gather more knowledge and experience in other bodies, until such time as you have assimilated and gathered all that is necessary and essential for the earth, when you have fulfilled the task that is set you, as indeed are we all set tasks. Sometimes there are tasks which we in ourselves are not always desirous of doing, but they come to us and they are given to us, and we endeavour to follow and to do the work that is set us. Sometimes we do not visualize the result. We cannot even see while on earth how it can be accomplished, that which is given us to do. But it is when we are released from the body, then we can see with a clearer vision and eye how these things have been brought to us and how we have endeavored to do them and in consequence have accomplished the plan that has been set, of which we are given the opportunity to serve. We are all serving, we are all achieving, we are all doing that which has been given us to do, and we are following out the power of God's will. We cannot always do as we would wish. There are times when we feel restricted, perhaps within the body, when we feel that we are stifled and cannot move forward at all. But sometimes it is when we seem stifled and are standing still that we are accomplishing much. You may feel that at times, but you cannot see at this stage how much that you have accomplished has been achieved when you have felt most thwarted, when you have felt most depressed and sad and lonely in some strange way, which in a sense is almost like under a miracle. You have set the seed that bears the fruit that is to be, and you sometimes have seen after a space of your earth time how these things have been brought into being, and in some measure you have seen the success. But that which we are striving for is more important still, for we are concerned as messengers of the great spirit, messengers of the great force and power called love, called God. We come with the object and the purpose that others might see who are outside our band and group, that they may in consequence not only see but become partakers of that joy which we have found, and go forth in their own way in the world to spread this truth and be messenger bearers, that they in turn might serve more fully and more surely that power of the living God. You have been restored in health, in part, for a purpose. Continue your earthly journey a little longer to make possible the opening of the door that is now only beginning to be forced ajar. And before you shall leave the earth, the door shall be open wide, and many shall in consequence cross the threshold and be blessed and purified. You have for yourself much to be grateful for, but above all things you are most grateful for the knowledge of the Spirit and the power of the Spirit that manifests around and about you. And indeed, if it were not for this, you could not be as you are now, in very good health. But that which we intend to do is such that you shall be in better health, more so than you find yourself even today, that you might enable us to continue the work. For it is to you that we look, and we must remember when I say these things, that all of us are servants, all of us are used. Not one of us can escape the tasks that are set us, and these things we do in willingness and in love, to serve, to help.
Oh, thank you, St. Francis. I'm so happy that you have come, and happier still that you are one of our band.
My main difficulty at this moment, child, as I come closer to your earth and I link with you, is to find the ways and the means whereby not only can I bring my message more clearly home, but I might be able to find a method and a way to bring assurance to those who believe not.
Oh, yes.
There are many that you know of in your world that I would do much for. I would lift them out of the darkness in which they find themselves into the light. But I know that their minds seek not the things of the spirit. There are those, it is true, who do seek things of the spirit, but are afraid to follow.
Yes, that is true. But I hope someday we will succeed, Francis, before I come over.
It is not easy.
No.
It has taken you many years, child, to arrive at this present moment when you could understand and appreciate and fully realize the implications and the difficulties that must follow in communion. But in true communion there is great joy, great knowledge, and great spiritual upliftment. And these who accept and believe, these indeed who know by experience, they see the path, and yet as they tread the path, they know of its difficulties. For all around and about you are those who would pull you from it, those who would, if they could, change the course that you have taken. For those around and about you are feared. They have not the strength within themselves to strive, nor to make the effort to discover that which you have discovered. They are content to sit by the wayside, and they are content often to be carried and to be helped. It is true that we come to help, and that in some instances indeed to carry those others along with us. But there must surely come a time when they must fully realize that they must themselves make the effort, that though they may be helped and guided and carried so far on the path, there must surely come the moment when they must have within themselves the strength of their convictions and the courage within their hearts to take the staff in their hand and go themselves boldly forward. For it is only when man is prepared to go forward alone that he can hope to find his salvation. There are always those who will come to show the way, to point the path. Indeed, through all the ages, great souls have been born and come into being, who have set the flame that others have seen and in some instances have followed. But it always means that eventually, though the path has been shown, each one must take his own steps, faltering though they may well be. I come to you, as indeed others also, but we come together not only to show the path and the way, but not only to give you the strength to tread it, and those that will listen to our voice also, but we say to you, the more we tell you, the greater is your responsibility to yourselves and to your fellow men, the greater is your task to perform the things and the works of the Spirit. In the olden times of which we sometimes return in memory, we are conscious of many things. We are conscious of the things which today are referred to as miracles, when we were able to achieve things, not just because we were believers as such, although a man may believe, he cannot bring about something which is of a miracle unless he has within himself such power that that power in itself can uplift him from the very earth itself, and his spiritual becomes so intensified by love and the desire to serve humanity, in forgetting himself in this service, makes possible to overcome the flesh and to make the flesh indeed obey the Spirit. For these are the miracles that we talk about, and the miracles that we wish to bring back to the earth if it is possible to so do. If only you will have the faith and the power of the Spirit within you, and so uplift yourselves above the body and the earth, and that you shall in turn command the power of the earth, and in consequence that power which you call of a psychical nature can so in turn bring about such miracles that those who see not shall see and they shall hear again these things which in themselves shall transform the peoples of earth. For it is true that those who perform what are termed the miracles, they are the ones who show the way, the great teachers of the past, the great seers, the great prophets, all the great masters found that by cultivating the power of the Spirit they could overcome the flesh, and that they could in consequence leave the body, could transport themselves vast distances, they could dematerialize the body and rematerialize it at great pace away. So it is also that you can transform many things and make many peoples understand the power of the Spirit. The Church has lost the path and the way because it has not within itself those souls who were the very power and intensity of their spirit and their belief and their experience can so create in the minds and the lives of those whom they call their flock. These truths apparent, these things we are striving to do, not merely to speak unto you, that in itself is our main task, it is true. For by the word shall we light the way for others to follow. But there are other things that we can and hope to achieve. We hope to be able to manifest the power of the Spirit in such a way that many shall exclaim and say, how can this be? And then their minds will turn to this, and they will in consequence desire to know more of it. For it is indeed by the experience that man understands and believes. To those who are materialists in your world, those who are far removed from the things of the Spirit, the only way that we can hope to reach them is to so prove our identity, so prove our power and our love to them, that they shall be so amazed by this that in consequence they shall seek, because they have been given a sign. In the ancient times, the ancient wisdoms, it was a common and known thing to receive these signs of the power of the Spirit. In your own experiences in past times, this happened oft times to you. And the instrument whom I use, who has the power still, could so be used to bring about these things, that many shall marvel, and many shall seek, and many indeed shall follow, and many shall in turn become seers and prophets, and they shall guide the peoples of the earth. We need instruments, we need them desperately, and we know that we shall have to work hard to achieve that which we have set out to do. But we want to do all that is in our power to do, while the years remain of the instrument's service, and in those few years we shall hope to achieve much, and you are spared some years to remain to assist and to help, and to find joy and comfort and guidance in this also, For you are all bound in this work, as you know you are old souls, bound together by ties that are so strong and love that is so old and yet ever new. There can be no doubt, child, that you have been given this great task. But it is a great and glorious task, for many should benefit thereof. And the instrument I use shall be refreshed and re-strengthened. And in the coming months I know that you shall see such a manifestation of the power of the Spirit that even you shall be amazed. But it will give to you such joy, for you shall have the privilege, and in consequence having the privilege of witnessing these things, shall be able in course to do more. For these powers that I speak of are still possible. These things have been referred to you by other souls at different times, and for various reasons there have been difficulties. But these things have passed, and the present and the future remain. And in that time that is left, I am convinced that all of us should benefit, and in that benefiting we shall so serve and bring joy to those who seek. And many are they who are seeking, and those who seek not shall desire to know. And you shall have this opportunity more and more in the months that remain. Be patient and realize that these variable conditions are such. There may be these occasions when it is difficult, but there will be also glorious times when the links shall be so strong that nothing shall be impossible. For it is my intention and desire that you shall not only hear the voice of the Spirit, but you shall see the Spirit. And having seen, you shall indeed have cause to bless more and more the power of the Spirit that has manifested for so long with you and around you, and has kept you in the hope that you shall do the work a little longer in serving others whose needs are many and great. I have no doubt that we shall do these things. Others have promised these things, and though there have been at times feelings perhaps of failure, it is the failures by which we step upwards to the success that we know must come. I am convinced, child, that you shall see for yourself soon. My peace be with you.
Bless you, Francis.